Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Kate, picture was all over there. Yeah, so I know. Oh, yeah.
There it is. All right.
here I am. For some reason, everything just slowed down. Didn't want to show nothing. So, but we're here at it again today, April 9th already. Made it to April Fool's Day 9 days ago. It's windy outside, but the weather's a little bit all right for now. And I hope you're keeping warm wherever you're at. It looks like we're rolling into spring here. So I hope you can hear me all right. If you can't, we'll go from there. But, you know, we was going to talk about a few things, and I'll let Tanashi take over here a little bit. Yeah, because, you know, some things amaze me, you know. I was looking at the government gave some land back to a tribe someplace, I think Oklahoma someplace. And the Indians that they're showing that are celebrating getting the tribe, getting the land back, all dressed in American military uniforms. So what does that make me feel like? Or maybe just me. But they wait till you turn into American before they're going to give you some land back. That way it's still American. That's just how I see it, you know? I mean, if you're going to give it back to the people, I mean, show the people, don't show, you know, here's some American guys. I know you Indians are all proud to be vets because that's all you got in your life to show for anything that you think is good. So I understand that. But when they give us something, when something has to do with tradition, culture, and custom, and throw that American stuff to the side for a little while. You know, don't be standing there with a beret on and flashing all your medals and got blouse pants, and here you are, 50, 60 years old. Hey, you know, when you outgrow this stuff, you know, that's kind of crazy to me, you know. So it makes it look like they're only going to give you land back if you start turning back into American. If you guys put on military uniforms and all that and start acting American, they might give you a few acres of land back. They want to make sure you're trained, you're domesticated. You know, that's what you're showing. Anyway, I just kind of, you know, get kind of berserk, but I was laughing at, I was watching the old Rocky Marciano fight, and Rocky Marciano and Archie Moore, that's who it was. They had a fight, and I was watching it. And man, it was a pretty good fight, black and white, you know, because it was back in 1955. And Archie Moore knocked Rocky Marciano down, but after that, Rocky Marciano got up and, you know, whipped him up. And they asked Archie Moore in an interview after the fight, over post-fight, you know, were you tired? What happened? And he said, man, I wasn't tired. He said, Rocky Marciano just beat me all the way to Queer Street. Oh, that was funny. You know, they don't even use that word no more. I picked up on that. Beat his ass all the way to Queer Street, he said. Rocky Marciano, he said, man, he beat me all the way to Queer Street. You know. I said, you know, some of the words that You know, back in the day, they don't use them anymore. We can't even use that word. If you say that word queer, you're in trouble, you know?
Yeah.
But that was, you know, that was when we used to, when gay meant being happy, you know? And, you know, stuff like that. You know, I can't say my brother's gay because he's happy because people will say something else. You know? And plus he might say, F you. My brother's feeling gay today. He got some money, you know. He might say, F you. You know.
Yeah,
but we
true.
Can't use that word no more, you know. But all this stuff we have to watch out how we talk, you know, because they got a new world out there, and these people are taking over, you know. And anyway, Toshi, I'll let you take off right now, okay? And, you know, go ahead, why not?
I'm gonna say a prayer, and we'll get started. And pray for everybody that's listening, people that ain't listening. We're all pitiful humans, and we need that.
I could say, you know what, I got some firewood, so I'm feeling oh so gay, you know.
There you go.
You know that. But you know, nowadays I can't say that, you know.
Yeah, you know, I have a grandpa. His name was Yokpi, you know, and back in the day, that was his name. And they still carry that in Kyle. The last name of these people is Gay. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and that's my grandpa. That's my grandpa, Gay. But that's what it meant. Yokpi was his name, see. But Yokpi, back in the day, they used the saying Gay. So all his grandchildren and him, that's the name they went by, and they still carry it today, Gay, you know. And it's back in the day, it wasn't a bad word, you know, or it wasn't looked at the way it's looked at today. It was a good thing back in the day, you know. But nowadays, like Tanshi was saying, you say that to somebody, even if you mean it in a good way, they're going to take it wrong, and they're going to start a whole World War III over it, you know, because, you know, it's derogatory, in other words, you know. And that's the thing.
And while Shichus really, really attack you, I got a nephew named Gaul, you know.
Yeah.
My sister named him Gaul. And then while Shichu kids in school gave him hell over that name, Gaul, you know. And my sister is feeling bad about it, you know, and because that's an honorable name to our people, you know.
Lakota, PZ they call it, you know, and PZ had a lot of spiritual and healing properties about it, you know, the PZ, the Gaul. And so PZ wasn't, it's not a bad thing. Why would... Like these Washichus look at it as a bad thing. They Washichus are evil. Their language is evil. That's why we say it's a bastard language. because there's no sacredness about it. See?
And remember, we had a leader in Little Bighorn, named Gall, one of the leaders, you know. And
it's a medicine.
Yeah, my nephew, that's how he, you know, why he got that name, because of the leader in Little Bighorn, Chief Gall, you know.
Yeah.
But man, they treat him like they were those kids at school, you know. If he went over here to St. Francis or went to a res school, they'd be thinking, yeah, that's a good name to have. But over there, going to school in Riverside over there, man, I guess he caught some hell over that name.
Yeah.
And now they have those bullying laws and stuff, but it wasn't helping him, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you know. And you know, English language, you know, you don't even know what to say no more, you know?
Yeah.
Because you say one thing, you're out of line, you know? And and then they switch stuff up, you know, they switch stuff up. I remember when my brother came out of one of his colleges when he was going back to college back in the day. And he just got out of college and was there, and these girls, this girl asked him if he wanted to ball. He looked around and said, "What's that?" We knew what it meant, but he didn't know what the hell that was. He should be happy. Yeah. Tail should be wagging. But what the hell?
If it's ball, if it's selfish and sex, you say, even though you don't know what it means.
His hair started standing straight up, you know, that's how my brother gets, you know, can tell when he gets stimulated, you know, because his hair stands up. Even his eyebrows stand straight out, you know. And it was really, you know. But like I said, they have all these strange words, and we don't know what some now. Like these young kids are saying, "What's that word they say?" I'll think of it right now. Like I said, I'm getting old and forget words. Oh, they say that's dope. This girl was telling me that's dope. I said, "No, it ain't." You know. You know. I didn't even know what the hell dope meant, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know this slang stuff, you know? Like, when we say, look at that car, that's a badass car. Well, badass means it's bad. Shicha, you know? And, but, you know, that's opposite, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, like you said, the first time I heard that, my son used it, and I said, "What the hell is wrong with me?" I got mad at him, and then he said, "Dad," he said, "that's not a bad word." He said, "It means that it's a cool car, you know, or cool this." You know, I thought he was talking about, you know, the dope, you know, the drugs, but you know the that's why I say. The English language is a bastard language. You know, they twist it around all kinds of ways, you know.
I wasn't even feeling good when they said I was hung. I said, "No, I'm not. I'm not hung. I'm straight up, my neck straight up." You know?
Me myself, I just said, "Yeah, a little bit." You know, looked at him all pissed.
Hey, man, Wimber's hung. No, he's not. That's just how he shakes.
Yeah. Yeah, the way they turn these words around, you know, to it's a total meaning, different meaning now. You know, like gay and like you're saying, hung and dope and. You know, you don't know how to use it no more. It's better to just shut up, if, you know, especially people our age, you know.
Yeah.
Like we'll get in trouble for it, you know.
Yeah. So we got to watch out, you know. You can't tell. You see a guy walking kind of bent over, you can't say, man, that guy, look, he's kind of hung. You know?
Yeah.
Instead, that means he's you know, out there, you know.
Yeah.
But, look at that guy's hung. No, I'm not.
He said that to some old guy that was hunched over. He turned around and smacked you, man.
Yeah.
No, not him.
Yeah, these English words, man, you know. And then they got the nerve to tell you, speak English, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, Jesus Christ. And they lay that on everybody, you know. They think that English is a language that belongs here. No, it belongs in England. That's why it's called English, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, them English, and that's where they got all the F words and, you know, all the bad words, you know.
Words.
Yeah, and they belong in English.
Cheerio. No. Chip cheerio, you know. It's not to be.
Yeah, just like the doctor says, check your stool. You know? Yeah, he means check your poop, but you say get off your stool and you start looking. What for?
Yeah, looking at the chair, you know.
You know.
Yeah,
you know. Just like they got that joke about the old Lala going to Rapid, he left and there, and then all of a sudden he was back and said, what are you doing back here? I thought you were going to Rapid. He said, yeah, but when I got to Red Shirt Table, there was a sign that said Rapid left.
He was the Rosebudder coming from Rosebud. That was.
Just like those old Glalos are walking around Walmart with their pants down to their knees. And they said, what's going on? They said, that sign says pants half off.
That's a good one.
So we got to, you know, the English language, you always got to watch it, you know. And then when you go to court, they use Latin words, habeas corpus, forma pauperis, you know, pro se, you know, but they want you to talk English, you know, but everything is, law is, most law words are in Latin, they call it, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
It doesn't make sense. The English, when you really look at it, there's no sacredness to it at all. So that's why it's made up. That's what I was saying. Every year they send people out there that gather words to put in that Webster dictionary of what's in and what's out. See, so that dictionary is updated every year by people that go around the United States, adopting words for that. And that's how they do it, see. They change the meaning of everything every year. So one thing meaning one thing a couple of years ago is totally different. Like we were saying, gay. And then the ones you put out there, Tanshi, that's how it works. Dope and all this stuff.
Yeah.
See? That's, you know, it's a made-up language. It's just a total made-up language. There's no rhyme or reason about it. It's totally bastardized, you know.
Yeah, that's what I like about our language, you know. Because when we say something, you know, like wota, you know, or you know, or shicha, wastelo, or things like that, they just mean what they mean, you know. You can't change them around to mean something else.
You know, Tanshi, those words came from way back, you know. I mean, way back. It's never changed.
Since the beginning of time.
Yeah. And that was something that me and my brother Rick talked about one time, is that like a lot of these guys today take these songs, these Sundance songs, and they change they can't say the words, so they kind of put in what you know, their thing, and then they teach these younger ones. So these younger ones learn it a totally different way, see. They shouldn't be that.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that.
Those songs should be taught exactly the way they were given to us by our ancestors and their ancestors before them, see. Why is it that all of a sudden our people, or this younger generation is trying to be like these Washichu, you know, and bastardize our language? You can't. You can't do that, see. Give it to the future generations the way it was given to us. Don't change it around, you know. Give it to them the way the Wakun is attached to it, see. When you change it around, you lose the meaning of that Wakun, the sacredness. And that's what they're doing, see. They're taking stuff and they're creating it to where there's no sacredness to it. Like these eagle feathers that you see a lot of these, man, some of those eagle feathers are pretty. They're real nice looking. But yet, because of the way they're presenting it, it lost its sacredness, see. Because it's not used in a proper manner. It's not used in a proper way. So the sacredness of that is lost there. So that's, we talked about this before, Tanshi, about these eagle feathers. Our chiefs of not too long ago could tell you a story of each feather that was in their wapkha, you know.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, they can't do that, see. Then you see these plumes, big old plumes at these powwows, and how did they earn that? What did they do to earn that, see? But yet, it's all for show. So the sacredness of it is not there. It should be the way it is and how beautiful it is. It should have a sacred amount to it, but it doesn't anymore. See? We're losing that, and it's we're losing it big time. You see a lot of these guys hanging feathers, you know, all lined up in a row, showing them off. That's not what they're supposed to be, you know. There's a purpose. There's a reason for those. So use them in the sacred way to keep that sacredness with them. I bet you they won't believe that those feathers came off of are real disappointed in our people for doing that. See?
Yeah.
Because there's no sacredness attached to it anymore. See? And that's the difference between these people of not too long ago and us today. A lot of the younger generation. And me and you discussed this, Tanshi, where, you know, anymore, there's a lot of red white men, you know, and it's getting worse, you know, and that's something that shouldn't happen. Even like I say, our language, the way they're trying to make it to be Washichu, you know, and you can't do that, because that Wakun, that our language is Wakun, and that's how you got to give it to the future generation, the way it was given to us. So there's a big difference. There's a big difference between a lot of these things. And like you were saying, they're standing out there with uniforms on and they're giving a bunch of land back. What happened to the way Geronimo dressed when he fought against the Washiki for his land, for his people? How come people didn't dress like that and then parade around over there because they want some land back? You see what I'm saying? These are things that should happen, not a Washiki uniform, you know? It bothers me, Tanshi, like you were saying, you know? It bothers me because that takes the victory out of it, you know? They're Americans, is what it is. And the Washitos really love that. Oh, they got their uniforms. It looks so good. Why didn't they dress up like Geronimo or one of these Tunkashulas that fought for the people, fought for the land a few years back? You see what I'm saying? This is what they should have. They should have dressed like them and then accepted that. See, your ancestors will be proud of that.
You see, that's what frustrates me about these. They call themselves Native Americans, too. You know? They call themselves Native Americans. I would never call myself that, you know? Native American. Yep. You know? I mean, when I look at applications and everything, and then it says Native American, I usually cross it out and put Lakota. How is it?
Yeah.
You know? But you see, the further we get deep into the Americanism, the better the government, the more they are, to say they won and feel appeased and not shamed for how they treat us. You know, if they give the Lakota a bunch of land back, and we all show up dressed like U.S. military and stuff like that, that would defeat the whole purpose. They ain't giving us land back. They're giving it. They're keeping it. It's still American, you know? You know, I mean, who are these guys to do that? But like I said, I understand they're all proud and all that stuff. But is that the only thing they ever did in their 60 years of life? You know, 70 years of life? Went and served the white man for 4 years or whatever, and then hold that as your highest honor in life? How? We've done more than that, you know? If that's all you did for your people, you didn't do nothing for them, you know? But it's like one Sundancer was saying, I fought for your rights and your freedom. A Sundancer was saying that, you know? So what freedom did he fight for that we have? You know? What rights do we have that he fought? You know? The American Indian Movement is the only one that fought for anything we got, you know? And plus, the spiritual leaders, our spiritual leaders, the ones that kept us, they keep our heads spinned on right, you know, so we don't lose it. Spiritual leaders reminding us where we came from and who we are and who we're not, you know. Just like you describe stuff and you describe about who we're not, you know. And that's important. I don't care what tribe you're from. You know, you have to understand who you're not, you know? And like when I was talking about them Jamaicans, you know, I ain't trying to honor their color of people. The principle was they're saying, why are we under your British authority when we ain't even British, you know?
Yeah.
You know, look at us, you know, and you guys human trafficked us, turned us to slaves, and massacred and ran off all the indigenous people that were there before they got there, you know? And you know, that's what I was talking about, you know? But yeah, our people, yeah, look at, they give our people some land back, so they show up dressed like American, looking, you like, know, trying, yeah, to look like Green Berets, you know?
You know, Tonshi, this land back, too, that's something that really bothers me. How can they give something back that was ours? Why didn't they say, we stole it from you and we took it illegally and now it's only right for us to give it back to you? You know, what is this land back? You know,
yeah,
it was ours to begin with, see? And that's the thing.
Once again,
now we're gonna honor this land because it's yours. We did wrong, see? That should all be included in that.
Another thing, what does back mean? Your back?
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, mm-hmm, talking about the land's back, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Our people have so many, they've been beat and abused so bad.
Is a better way to say it.
You know? The only pride they have is flying an American flag and dressed like Green Beret, you know? Or a cop trying to look like Clint Eastwood, you know? And you know, that's how it is. And that's what we're here for.
We're here
to voice this, you know, because who else is voicing that? You look at that other AIM show, and they're talking about working with the cop, you know, talking about, you know, everything that the American Indian Movement, started because they were fighting because of the injustice of the cops and the Washichu, you know. So why are suddenly we're going to go work with them, you know? We're going to vote for them, you know? Just like this black girl that became a United States Supreme Court. They're all happy. Oh, look, I got a black. Even some Indians are on there posting this stuff. And I said, you know what? Clarence Thomas was a black man. They're all happy because he's the first black man on Supreme Court. And what are they finding out about him? You know? You know? What are they finding out about him? It don't matter what color you are. Once you join them, you're white.
Yeah.
You know?
To push white.
And the Supreme Court is not going to do anything for our people, because they only deal with their constitution and their ways of life, and they interpret everything to satisfy their logic. So what can they do for us? You know, they don't even want to hear Leonard Peltier's case. You know, they don't even want to hear, you know, why ain't this black man standing up for Leonard Peltier? Why ain't all these black people, senators and presidents and all these cops, and why ain't they standing up for Leonard Peltier's rights? You know? But when that guy was in, that black guy was in prison in South Africa, you know, they're all calling that injustice, and he got out and he even became a leader of that country. You know, but how do these other races of people benefit us? Yeah, his name is Nelson Mandela. I had it right at the tip of my tongue. You know, but Nelson Mandela. But you see, you can put black, purple, green, any color of creature up there, and it's still going to be a white. It's still going to be an American, you know? So why are our Indians over there, oh, wow, got a black lady, you know? And in the, you know, I don't see no benefit, and I'm not gonna cheer because anybody joins the American. That's just another person against it. You know, it don't matter if you got a gun on me. You're pulling a gun on us. It don't matter if that gun's pink or what color it is. It's still a gun on you. You know what I mean? Paint that gun any color you want. It's still a gun and going to shoot a bullet in at you, you know? That's how it is. But when we talk like this, they call it hate speech. But this ain't hate. It's just common sense. You know? I just don't see... somebody getting in the Supreme Court, you know, benefiting us. It's like if they put a woman someplace, everybody's all happy it's a woman. But because she's American, like Hillary Clinton, right away, she's over there starting a war, you know, bombing Gaddafi and all that, you know. It don't matter. When you join the American, you're joining the bombing club, the cult, you know. So, you know, and look at Will Smith. They just banned him from the Oscars for 10 years, you know. He shouldn't even feel bad about it. I wouldn't give a rat's rear end over it, you know. It doesn't matter, but the American makes you their symbols, the symbols they have. People can't live without those symbols. That's why they use symbols to do crazy stuff. You know, they'll do anything for. They'll run and land on a grenade just to get one of those symbols, the medals on their. On their shirt, you know, you know. See, yeah. I ain't diving on no grenade for some, you know, over there, 10,000 miles from home, diving on a grenade to get some honor, because I, you know,
diving on it yourself.
Yeah. I mean, if we were fighting a war for our people, you know, for our people, for Lakota people or are indigenous, you know, in this country, that'd be different. But but going over there, fighting for the white man, diving on grenades, charging, you know, doing all the stuff they do, you know, just for a medal. How is that? You know?
Yep.
You know, when
the Supreme Court, they talk about the Supreme Court like it was something big. Think about it. She is pushing white man's agenda, which is their constitution, how they stole this land from us. So that woman is representing Washichus no matter what. She's pushing Washichu cause. So she's a Washichu. Her mind, everything. The so-called Constitution. That's what she's fighting. That's what she represents now, see. That isn't black, or is it? It isn't Lakota, or it isn't Oriental. That's Washichu, see. So what does that tell you about this black lady wanting to be on that Supreme Court? She wants to put push white man causes. And to me, look at the Supreme Court doesn't even want to handle our treaties or our agreements that we made with their government. You know, what does that tell you? And yet they say separation of church and state, but yet the Supreme Court still uses, like you were saying, all these words that come from the church, see. And that's that Latin and everything else that's included in that, see. You're pushing what Washitu causes. You're pushing what's Washitu. You're not pushing a black man's cause. You're not pushing Lakota's cause. Well, you know, we have no business there. You know, ours is land-based. It ain't a piece of paper that was written on, see. Ours is the university of the universe. So it has nothing to do with those. Why are all these people happy for that black woman that's going to represent Washitu's against her people? See, how is she going to make that easier for the black people? It's not going to happen because she's controlled by the Washitu. So then, to me, it's just, I mean, so that's telling me she wants to be a Washitu and beyond Washitu, see. That's what it's telling me, you know. So it has nothing, we ain't going to get nothing out of that. Neither are her black people, because she's going to push Washitu ideology, see.
Yeah,
so that's
American.
That's that Constitution. They talk about the Constitution. Supreme Court justices are supposed to protect that. And what is that for? That's for the Washitu, what the Washitu want, see. It's not Hasapa or Pechoka, Huska or Lakota. It's Washitu, see. So what does that tell
you?
The people are rooting for the wrong thing.
Their rules are only for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
It's like, that's why they had people at Gitmo, that prison Gitmo, for 20 years without a charge. They can just, the American can just grab anybody and lock them up and just say, you know, not give them a charge. They get away with that. And and us, you know, we kind of got a little bit, you know, under their law by making us Americans, but it still don't apply to us. Look at the treaties. You know, they say the treaties are law of the land, but you know, when it comes to honoring them treaties, where is that at, you know? And no Supreme Court is out there saying honor the treaties. That should be constitutional law, but they ain't doing that. They ignore everything that pertains to us, you know?
They don't,
Anything that pertains to us is ignored. So why should we be all happy when they put somebody in Supreme Court?
Even
if they put a Lakota in the Supreme Court, what would he do?
You know?
What would a Lakota do in the Supreme Court? Huh?
Be a puppet. Washitu, red, white,
Yeah, he couldn't be himself. He'd have to be American. First of all, to get picked to go to the Supreme Court, he'd have to start living American from the child all the way to the end. You know? You have to just think American. And then for them to like you.
You know, Kanshi. You know, I have an issue with that thing, this Native American. You know, the way they make it sound is like America is here and us Natives came to be a part of that. That's the way it seems whenever you look at that Native American.
Yeah.
You know, see, that's what I don't like about that. That's why I use Lakota. I'm a Lakota, and I kind of, you know, I don't want to say Tsoka, you know, which is enemy. Lakota, when I speak, say Lakota, I'm talking about all the Indians in the United States, everywhere, you know? That's inclusive.
Yeah, you know,
see,
hey, Tanashi, they had a woman on public radio.
Yeah.
And her name, she went by Skuya. I don't know who the heck she is.
Yeah.
But she was talking about winner counts and all that. But she was talking about the Sioux. She is calling this the Sioux. She didn't say Sioux. She talked like a Washitu and saying the Sioux. The Sioux language, the Sioux. And she was bending her. She wanted every little word she used was American.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't have no Indian, Native, Lakota accent at all. You know,
yeah,
Native Sioux, our language. And all this stuff. Yeah. The Sioux language, you know, and everything, you know. And she didn't say don't. She says don't. They don't do that, you know. You know? Stop it, you know. My mother. You know, my mother, my father, you know. I mean, you know, where do they get these people to speak for us? How come they don't let me and you go on public service radio? You know, they won't dare put us on there, you know, because we'll tell the truth. You know, we'll tell it like it is, you know, and we ain't going to be saying the CU language, you know. We talk about Lakota, you know, and but they get these people. There's another guy they use. He's from, even him. He's a favorite on public service radio, and I hate to mention his name, you know, but he's picked for them, so he's a spokesperson when they need somebody to talk for us. And even him, he tries to use these big Washichu words, you know. I mean, he wants to sound good for them, you know. The situation and all that, you know.
Here we go again.
And then you ever trip on them when they tell us, learn how to spell, learn how to speak. Yeah. You know, when there's Lakota will tell you that. I see them fighting on Facebook. You spell, you don't even know how to spell, and you think you're smart. You know how? You know.
Yeah.
You know, just like, they really get on each other's case, Lakotas. And it's funny as hell because they got so Americanized, they use American style for everything, you know.
American logic.
You know,
logic.
That's
crazy.
And we need to show the world we're not white.
Yep.
You know, we need to show the world who we are, you know,
and we need to be proud
of that. You know, we can't tell people, I'm American, you know, I'm American, you know, I'm Native American.
I'm Lakota, you know.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
They call the black people African American, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I mean.
Maybe Chinese American, you know?
That's bullshit.
You know? It don't matter what culture, race you are. You're not an American. If you're Chinese, you're not American. You're Chinese.
Yep.
And if you're a black person, you're not no African American at all.
Nope.
You know?
You're African.
And,
you're both people.
You know?
You're both people.
And, you know, if a white guy was born in North Korea, and they would still say, hey, you're a white boy.
Yep.
You ain't North Korean. You know? Just because you were born over here. You're still one of them, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how it is. But you see, they got our people really messed up in the brain, you know? And that's the thing That's why it's important for us to speak about this, do this radio show. And if people don't like what we're talking about, they can just go find a Washita radio show to listen to, you know. And, you know, it's all right. It's all right. I don't care, you know. If they want to have, it doesn't matter. You know, if they don't want to listen to us, yeah, go over there to the, one of those Washita radio shows. You know, if you think we're, talking hate or whatever, and you don't like our views and opinion, you know, let them do that. You know, let them do whatever they want. You know, but over here, we got a chance to remind people they are not white. You know, look in the mirror and tell me if you think you're white. And if you are white, then get over there where those white guys are. But you see, we even have Lakotas that are mixed blood, and they don't act like white. You know, they say I'm Lakota. You know, we have that. You know, and that's. You see, our point is this. We're doing this radio show to represent who we are and what we're here for, and we're, you know, what is our plans for the future, you know? And first of all, to get to the future, first find out what the hell you are. We don't need to tell you. You look in the mirror and what are you? Then go from there. You know, can you do that? You know, look in the mirror. And if you're a black person and you see a black person in the mirror, then go from there. That's who you are.
Yep.
If you're Lakota and you look in the mirror and you see a Lakota face in that mirror, go from there.
Be proud of that.
Understand, you're not white.
Be proud of that and put it out there, you know. That's what you got to do. Yeah. You know, none of this pity pat on Native American. That's bullshit. It's like we didn't come in after that. We were here. We're Lakotas, you know. We never floated in on a ship. They did. The Americans floated in on a ship. We didn't.
And why are they since the beginning of time?
So why are they
since
trying
the
to
beginning
act
of time?
We came in and want to be them, you know. No, that's
and then
not
the Washita always puts a time frame. One of their favorite time frames is we were here 10,000 years. You know, if we were here 10,000 years, how come our language doesn't have another language mixed in it, Chinese or something, you know? Because 10,000 years, divide that. That's only 100 grandpas ago.
Yeah, yep. And,
you know?
And with the language, our language predates 10,000 years. See? It's from the beginning. You know, that's where our language comes from.
So if 100 grandpas ago, was speaking another language, we'd still be speaking it today.
Yeah.
You know?
If they were Chinese or Japanese or something, they'd be part of our language, but they're not. It's Lakota, you know?
So, but how does a white man, English-speaking guy, understand about language and culture if he don't know it? You know?
They don't know shit. That's what it is.
Every language over there is intertwined. German, English, even Russian. Russian says nochka are for night, you know. or no chair or something like Spanish, you know, and German and English, you know, they say fluent. It's another English say friend, fluent, guten, good, you know, you know. There's a connection to every language out there, and all of them. You share Italian and Spanish, and then they all say gracia or grace or stuff like that, you know. But language tells everything. Now we don't have one Spanish word in our language. Lakota language. We don't have one Chinese word in our language. We don't have one any kind of other culture in our language. So if we only were here 10,000 years ago, how come we ain't talking like that, you know? And even some Lakotas were doing that. That Ed McGaw, he was, you know, sorry he's gone, and I'm not trying to beat a guy when he's down, but he used to say, yeah, we come from Mongolia, and that's why we're good horsemen. Ed McGaw, you know? Lakotas want to say this stuff. They wanna say, oh, yeah, that's why we ride horse good. Hell, you don't need to come from China to ride a horse good. You can learn to ride a horse, just walk out the door and get on a horse and start riding it, no matter where you're at. You know, it's like saying you gotta go to Germany to learn to play a saxophone because it's a German instrument. You know, you don't have to do nothing. You can learn anything you want right in your house or out the front door. You can be a good horseman just jumping on a horse right out the front door. It ain't because you came from Mongolia, you know. That's why we're great horsemen, some of these guys are saying, you know.
We're Mongolians.
Hey, check this out, Toshi. The Mongolian were invaders too, right?
Yeah.
They invaded all China, the Far East. They invaded everything. If they came over here, they'd still be here. They'd still be Mongolia over here. But they never came over here. I mean, they invaded other countries, and that's why Mongolia is so big.
Yeah.
You know? If they came over here, this would still be Mongolia. And we'd be talking Mongolia. But they never came over here.
Yep.
And just like the Chinese.
Yeah.
And I always say this, you probably heard me say it before. If I eat rice, I start seeing pink elephants and purple giraffes. I start getting, you know, it's not my diet, you know.
It's not. We have our own rice. We have rice. We didn't have that.
We have ours, and it ain't their kind of rice. The rice we got ain't full of starch. Yeah. You know?
And one time
I went to a Chinese restaurant, and one of those guys took a break. And he walked to a table with a whole bowl full of just white rice. And this guy ate that whole bowl of rice and then got up and, you know, was working around. How, man, they'd have to call a 911 if I ate that much rice. You know, I mean, I like rice, you know, I kind of fry up a little here and there, but man, you know, I can't pig out on just rice, you know, I mean, my mom used to give us rice for breakfast. She put vanilla in it. Remember that, Larry? Mom would put vanilla in that rice and vanilla and whip up eggs in it, you know, and gave us rice pudding, you know. It wasn't just straight white rice, you know.
Meat is our staple. You know, color is our staple. That's what it is.
Exactly. And we're meant to digest speech, you know. And the Washita says, you can't do that, you know. They're trying to make Indians try to be, they're making Indians thinking they're vegetarians. Well, sure. It sure sounds good, but Tehunshi, that's why there's so much sickness and so much different body sicknesses, because we listen to the Washita too much about what we want to eat. You know, why are you going to let some German guy tell you what you're supposed to eat? Or some Polish guy tell you what you're supposed to eat? Or some English guy tell you what you're supposed to eat? Because that's what they are. Washita, they're, you know, they're from over there, you know. You know, they don't know what we're supposed to eat, you know.
Yeah.
And then there was even some Mexican women went on this trip and not eating meat. They said, we're not supposed to kill the animals.
Probably would have needed a horse. You know, hey, Kanshi, if you know what I mean?
Well, that's
that's not what we are.
Yeah. If they wanted us to be vegetarian, you're right. They would have made us a horse.
a blue moose or a horse, you know? But that's, you know, Wakantanka put us here, gave us talo, you know?
Yeah.
And and you could, the Washita even knows that. Why did they kill all our buffalo to starve us? You know, they knew we was meat eaters, and that's what gave us our strength. We ate vegetarian. And vegetarian, it's good for, you know, you can't convince me that vegetables is good for me. A tchalo is good for me. You know, tchatchanka, that's good for me. You know, I know that much. You know, tchalo, you know. And we was never vegetarians. You know, there was in Dakotas, we're never vegetarians.
They're squeezing a veggie burger now.
Yeah, they're trying to, really, they're putting in veggie burgers and all this other stuff nowadays, you know. Man.
You know, I was on the Shakopee powwow over there in New York, the Shakopee tribe. They were selling veggie Indian tacos. You know?
Dang.
Yeah.
Too far
veggie
ahead.
Indian tacos.
Washita's really conned our people, you know?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Well, they didn't con us too good, because we still tear that meat up.
We're still cuddle people. They didn't get, we're hard to con, I guess, you know. It's logic. It's common sense to us, you know. But everybody else is
just
confused.
Like, even Philip, you know, you could tell he's a pure Indian too, because when I went to Ohio and he was with him, we was fighting over the steak at Golden Corral. Remember that, Philip?
That's cool. Yeah.
Fighting
over steak.
We wasn't fighting over pie. We was fighting over steak.
There you go, man. That's, you know, that's a real Indian there, Lakota there.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, when the Indians eat, man, we gotta eat some, you know, we're gonna eat meat, talo. You know?
Talo. Where's that talo?
Yeah. You know? I mean, we eat anything else, you know. I mean, sure, we eat some pie and ice cream when it was over. But before that happened, we was fighting over that steak, bro. You know?
That's pretty good.
I said, damn, Philip, I was going to grab that one, man. Because we went and put some steak on a plate in front of us. You know, we went and got in that line and whipped some steak up, you know, put it there so we don't have to go back. And, Philip, man, I was going to eat that one. Why'd you grab that one, man?
You know?
Heck yeah.
Well, I'm going to eat two.
Four of them.
Yeah, I'm going to eat two of them.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You know? We're meat-eating people.
You know, we ain't vegetarians. That's why they killed all the buffalo.
Yeah.
It just seems being vegetarian seems unnatural to me.
Yeah. It is unnatural because check this out. Wakantanka didn't put one vegetarian human being on this earth. Not one. Every human was put on this earth to be to eat meat and everything else. Like just like a bear or a gorilla or you know, we were made to have meat. Every race, even those white guys that are trying to switch that up now, you know, now they wonder why they have so many so much sickness in the country. You know, eating meat is what, you know, I gotta have meat, you know. And I ain't saying that in a joking way, Tashi. <You know? laughs> I'm talking about real meat, you know, steak and roast and stuff, you know.
Some prime rib.
We got to watch out because we got two old fogies over there, you know, right away. Yeah, I got some meat.
And don't forget about the chicharrones.
Yeah, chicharrones, yeah. You know, check this out. You know those chicharrones you buy at the store? You know, like they sell like potato chips. I buy them all the time. And when I cook eggs or make me breakfast burritos, potatoes, I throw them chicharrones from the store in there and they get soft. Or sometimes I throw tomato to fry them with cooked tomato and soften them up. Man, they're really good. Make a burrito out of them. I use them all the time. I buy them bags of, you know, because sometimes you can't get the real chicharrones over here where we're at, you know. You know, we're over here in the Mississippi of the North, you know. So we don't get that stuff. But
I go to the supermercado and I get the chicharrones with the meat on them still.
Oh, man.
It's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah.
Block of meat.
Yeah. You see? Yeah. Them two old guys over there said, they said, I got some meat for you.
I hear them back there in the background. They think they're whispering real quiet, you know, but we hear their conversation.
You know, hey, Kanshi, you know, our creation stories go, they even have go back to where that's one thing that they had a race for was who was going to eat who. And the tchalo is what that's what we want. See, we still have that. Those are creation stories. Those go way back, beginning of time. Tchalo was our main staple way back then. See? So that's who we are. We're not vegetarian. We weren't built to be vegetarians. You know, we never were. That's something that weakens us is vegetarians. You know
what? If you go anywhere in these continents, where we're at, down Mexico, way down south, Brazil, Peru, all the way down there, and look at their diet. It's all meat.
Yeah.
Every culture from the tip of the down south there by Peru and Argentina and all of them, all the way up to the top, the North Pole. Everybody leap for our people. You go down South America, everything they cook is with meat, you know, or fish, you know. So what does that tell you? They didn't have vegetarians all over.
Yep.
You know?
It was all meat.
Anyway.
So that's like a message to everybody around the world to, because I caught part of the conversation earlier, is listen to Wombly, don't listen to the Rudy Poots, and eat your meat.
There you go. Put that veggie burger aside.
Yeah, and don't listen to Larry when he says, eat my meat.
Omaha State.
You better heard Omaha State.
Yeah. It's just like really, really walking around a turkey, getting a turkey ready for the oven. You know, really rubbing it down and stuff, you know. I said, remember what that turkey's for, it's to eat.
Oh my God.
Oh wow. Yeah. Sometimes we go berserk over here, but for all our listeners around the world, you know. We're just having a little bit fun here sometimes, some nights, you know. And that's our culture for all you listen over there. Want to get shouts out to all of you over there, you know, around New Caledonia, New Zealand, Venezuela, Iran, Russia, you know, people that are tuned into us, Germany, you know, there's people tuned into us all over, down there in Mexico, you know, we just out here having fun. Don't feel ashamed, you know. You know, don't take us wrong. You know, it's all right to feel oh so gay, you know. And it's all right, you know. That's English, you know. Like Archie Moore telling them, man, Rocky Marciano knocked me all the way to Queer Street. Yeah. If you get a chance, watch that YouTube video. Rocky Marciano and Archie Moore, you know.
Touchy-feely now.
Yeah.
Touchy-feely. Touchy-feely.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're stuck here. We talk in English. We're doing the best we can with the English language and trying to be respectful with it, you know. But we're not haters at all, you know. Don't think that we're haters, you know, because we're not. We're here because Wakantanka put us here, you know, and taught us good things, how to take care of the earth. And right now, you know, with all this stuff going around the world, you know, we have to understand that Wakantanka gave us this earth, Unchimaka, and she will take care of us. She feeds us. She feeds us. She gives us water, gives us air and everything. All we need is this earth, you know? So you use it. Use the earth. I know the Washichu don't want us using it. They make laws. Oh, you can't have water here. Like in Colorado, you can't even save water in a bucket when it rains, you know? What kind of rules are those, you know? You know what I mean? They got all kinds of laws. I was in one time we were in Germany, and the guy had to get a permit. They have to have a permit a week before just to have a barbecue. You know?
Damn.
And that's Euro Union, you know? So who the hell wants to join the European Union if you got them kind of rules, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and to have a sweat lodge, you got to have a real special permit over there, you know?
Damn.
You know? Yeah. And you know, how...
Yeah,
even in our cities, you know, I looked on Facebook one time. Some guy had a sweat in his backyard, and all the Wasichus around town griped and turned him in. You know, they said he couldn't have that back there, open fire, you know, in his yard. So, and this is, like you said, all this land belongs to us. And we're supposed to be using it. If we're using it for a spiritual reason, there should be no law against it. You know?
Yep.
But you want to be a, you Indians want to be American? You Indians want to be American? That's one of the rules you have to put up with. You know, no open fire. You know?
Damn.
You know? We don't need them kind of rules, you know? But you know, like I said, the country, this country and any country that they call civilized is uncivilized. You know, they want you to live. Yeah. They want you to be uncivilized to get along with each other. You know, they call it, don't take the law into your own hands. Let the law handle it. Well, that's why there's so many perverts out there, you know?
Yeah.
Because you don't go out there and whip their ass on the spot. You know what I mean? You wanna take pervert off the street, go out there and whip his ass on the spot. You know? Somebody, yeah. You know,
fucking
so, somebody wants to attack your woman or your daughter, whip his ass on the spot. Because the law ain't going to do it. They're going to make you go to court and take 10 months for you to get some justice out of some pervert, you know? When you can solve the problem right now, go and whip his ass, you know? But you know, Americans, everybody wants you to follow their rules. I'm not saying be violent, but if somebody's a pervert to your daughter or your woman or mother or somebody or even your son, nowadays they got same-sex people, you know, that are being perverts to your sons. You know, so, you know, it's hard to live in a civilized, what they call civilized in democracy.
Civilized is not good. That's the problem. You know, it's too much, you know, the ones running the laws are the perverts too. That's the problem. You know, they're all uncivilized. That's who they are, you know. What is civilized? You know, that's what I was saying. Why are they the way they are? You know, and it's not good. Wash Disney, you know, they don't understand the university of the universe. You know, that's the problem. That's, you know, when
look
you really
it.
Look at it, these women are given a job. Our cunt hunkab chose that person to be a woman, gifted her with life. To give life, but yet that woman wants to be a Wichasha, and then a man wants to be a Wien. Come on, man. Why? You know? And today they recruit. It's like, you know, long ago it wasn't like that. I should say not too long ago. This all happened in the last 20 years, you know? and our sexism. You know, it's not good. You know, me myself, I respect a woman because a woman is what we walk on. A woman is what we live on. A woman brought us to life. Women are women are real important to us because of who they are and what they do for us. That's the thing about women, see. And yet, nowadays, women are trying to be men. That shouldn't happen. That shouldn't be like that. But yet, that's how it is today. It's all backwards. The civilized they talk about, there's nothing civilized about it. It's all mixed up. And yet they want to call it civilized.
Yeah. And like I said, you can't. There's no man on earth, I don't care what operation you give him or what, can turn a man into a woman at all.
Nope.
Because no matter what, they can't pass the leg test. You know?
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. Look at that. That what's that guy's name? Bruce Jenner. Yeah. What name does he go by now? You know, he was looking them up. You was researching him.
I can't remember. I don't even know. All I know him by is Bruce Jenner.
Yeah. Well, they showed up with a bathing suit on, all prettied up, lipstick, eye makeup, and all that, and a bathing suit. Man, that bottom half of him was horrible, you know, because he couldn't pass the leg test, you know.
What was he looking
at?
That's true, you know. That's the physique on a man is different than a woman.
Yeah.
Period.
I mean, there's no way none of us men can pass the leg test on the woman's side. You know, I mean, especially you, Larry.
Those knees give you away.
Yeah.
He got the camel leash.
Yeah. Yeah. Got goat legs, you know. You know?
Look like a tarantula standing there.
Yeah.
Hey, here and there.
You know, we could, you know, somebody could give a lawsuit on us or something, you know, for saying it. But, I mean, it's the, you know, telling the truth. You know, like those girls had a legitimate argument because a man beat them in the swimming contest. Because that man went and had the whole operation, but he still was a man. And he beat him in a swimming contest.
You can't change that.
You know?
You can't change that. Your muscles are different.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care who you are, you know. There's no way you can change some things, you know. I mean, I seen some guys, you know, pretty damn close, but even them, they couldn't get all the way there, you know. There's no way, you know. It's kind of a bad, you know. There's no way you can fix that, you know. You'd have to transplant legs, you know. You know, and her name's Kate. I'm already saying her. His name is Caitlyn Jenner now. You know, I researched it. You know. You know, but the thing is, our society, And that's why there's countries in other parts of the world, they don't want to go that route. You know? Everybody understands when something is natural, it's natural. Like we talk about our weakness, they're born with both hormones, you know, and the men are dainty and all that, and it's not their fault they're born that way. But man, when you go down Hollywood Boulevard and see these guys strutting down the street with hairy chests, beards, big old biceps, and all that, holding hands and skipping like Shirley Temple, you know that ain't right. You know,
you know
that ain't right.
You know, hey, Crunchy, that, you know, long ago, these like you were saying, these winkies, they were gifted to us. So that's why they were cherished and they were used in a proper way. You know, as time went along, when the Washitos got a hold of it, they changed that whole attitude, see. And they use perversion, see. And that's the thing with, you know, there's a big difference beside from one that's born that way to one that wants to be that way, see. And that's, it's not right. But yet, when you sexualize something, it's bound, things like this are bound to happen. What's going on today? Dila Otab, you know, there's a lot of them now, you know. And that's not right. Because a lot of these ones are made today. They're not natural, see. Nature has a way. Wakantanka has a way. And long ago, they gifted us with these because people needed them. There was a purpose for that person. And these people understood that. So they cherished them. And they used it in a proper way. They were valuable to us back in the day. Now, you can't say that, see. That's gone. It's no more, see. And even the real ones have a struggle today because there's a big difference between the real ones and the wannabes, you know. It's sad. Today, we live in a sad society. These people, it's not good anymore, you know. And they call it civilized, you know. Whatever civilized, you know, and it's Washicha's an evil person, you know. Wakanshi, you talk about Wakanshicha, a heaven and a hell. They always talk about that. Shit, we live in hell today. To me, earth is hell, you know. And heaven must be when you travel on, you know, because look at what we're dealing with today, you know. Look at all the things that are going on. Like you were saying, the Supreme Court Justice, she's going to get up there and she's going to represent Washitu. Not Hasapa, not anybody else, but a Washitu, see. And that's, they don't like a black person representing Washitus, especially in a Supreme Court. You know, so that's what the battle is all about. That's they don't want that black person representing the Washitu because she's not Washitu, see. And that's how they look at it. So,
those white boys really fought her over that. You know, Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz and all them. Because it wasn't because of what she'll stand for. It's because she's black.
Yep.
You see,
that's what
it don't matter. It don't matter if she was an attorney, she was a federal judge and everything, but what mattered to them was she's black.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
And they don't want black or people of color infiltrating their system.
Yeah. Represent
so
that.
If a black or person of color, like Sotomayor or what's her name, Sotomayor and, you know, and this woman, they don't like that. They feel really offended when you infiltrate their race.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Yeah.
And, you know, and right now, look at, they got, what's her name? Kamala, what the hell's her name? Harris?
Harris, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Kamala Harris. And, you know, they're all happy. Look, we got a black vice president. But what is she doing? You know, She ain't never said nothing about freeing Leonard Peltier. She was a prosecutor. And just like Tulsi Gabbard said, she was locking people up for smoking dope while she was smoking dope. You know? She was giving long sentences for people with dope charges while she was smoking dope. And she had to buy it to get it.
And she still kept them in prison. You know, that woman, there was innocent people that she knew, but yet she still locked them up because they were people of color, see? That's how evil she was, see? And that's, you know, and like you were saying, she was smoking dope at the same time, putting people away for doing the same thing she was doing, see? Yep. And that's how she was, see?
And when they asked her about it, she said, "Let me be clear." You know, that's one of their lines. They said, "Let me be clear." You know, that's a pure American line to throw, you know.
Just like Clinton, I did not penetrate her.
I did not have sex with that woman, even though she had him down to curve to the right. You know, how could she know he's curved to the right?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy how they do that. And this Kamala Harris, the Washichu in her, how bad she wants to be Washichu is like proof is what she did. You know, she kept people that she knew were innocent locked up because they were black. You know,
They said she hid evidence on guys that were on death row.
Yeah, she was an evil person. She wanted to be Washichu so bad. That's what she did.
You know?
She represents them good, you know?
Yeah. Evil. So it don't matter. It don't matter to me if a person of color gets in some kind of U.S. platform. What do I care? You know, what do I care?
And to go, you know, what's she doing? Not a fucking thing.
You know,
just like, you know, countries, just like that so-called Native woman that's involved in all this politics up there in Washington, D.C. What has she done for us, Lakotas, in the United States? What has she done for us so far? I haven't heard nothing. I don't know nothing.
What she did, all she did, and probably Biden and them are behind it, is she just pointed out some rules and policies pertaining to Native Americans, you know, Native Americans, that were there already, you know?
Yeah.
They let her bring them out to the forefront and then left it there, you know? And then it's gone now. She said it, and it's gone.
She could do something for Leonard.
Yeah.
She could do something. She's in a position where she could help Leonard, but what is she doing, see?
Oh, yeah.
Even in that case, they said she spoke up for Leonard before. So what? She should spoke up for him every day. How the guy's in his late 70s, still locked up for something they never proved on him, and he's sick and ready to die, and they ain't going to let him out? You know? How Joe Biden and Kamala Harris could make a thing and let him go right this minute.
Yep.
You know? It's on them.
Yeah.
They could do that, but they're not doing it. You know, Obama, he turned his back on Leonard.
Yep.
His wife, Michelle, all of them. Yeah. They talk about Michelle and Obama, how great they were, how they were just like the rest. Once you get up there, you're one of them. You know, once you join the military, it don't matter what color ankles are in them boots, it's American. You know?
Yep.
And, you know, that's why I felt bad when I seen them giving some Indian land back and they showed the Indians all happy, dressed like Green Berets, some veterans, you know, American veterans. Hell, that didn't even fit. They're only going to give you land back if you become an American. You know, if you stay Lakota and stand there with braids and drum and talking language and being traditional, they ain't going to help you out. You know, you got to be one of them for them to look at you. You got to call the Lakota Sioux, you know, and speak English, you know. They of course, it's proven they murdered a bunch of our children, you know. They found graves under these schools, and they, you know, it's proof that they hated us. That to kill children, you got to hate somebody. You know, I love children. I don't care if it's a white kid, a black kid, or black baby, white baby. I don't care what baby. I'll still play with them and love them up. You know, that's just how we are. How could somebody throw them up in the air and catch them on swords, you know, and kill them and bury them underneath the schools? Because they didn't obey, you know, or whatever. Because they still spoke their own language. They let it slip out their language, so they got beat for it. You know, that's hate. All those dead bodies proves that they hate. And they're never going to be able to prove anything about love. They can't show love. How are you going to show love when you're giving another country missiles and bombs and everything to kill somebody else? How are you going to show love when you're leaving a sick man locked up in prison when he can't even prove he did it? You know, how can you show love when you stole everything from our people? And then can't even keep the little treaties you made over that. Where's the love? You know? Wow. You know, we can go on and on and on. But, you know, once again, we're using our opportunity tonight and every Saturday night on this radio show program or whatever you want to call it. You know, Washita probably got a name for it. Whatever. We're using it, hopefully, to educate our people to look in the mirror and see what you are and go from there. Look at who you are. You don't need to have no identity problem either. You know, I hear people saying, well, my dad is this and my mom is that. What am I supposed to do? You know what you're supposed to do. Don't ask everybody else. Don't ask nobody what you're supposed to do. You know, you can be respectful to your wife. You can be Lakota and still be respectful to your mother. Or your father, yep. If they're white or whatever, you can still be respectful to the other bloodline, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, I even tell my kids that are mixed, you know, don't forget who you are. Learn, keep that language, and you know, be proud of it. You know.
Yeah.
But of course they don't have a problem, you know, they don't, because they know they're Lakota. It's like the kid when we were at a powwow, they said, what are you? He said, I'm Lakota, and whatever else she is, he pointed at his mom, you know, and, you know, but his mom was all embarrassed because she didn't even tell him what she was. You know, she should have said, you're part German, or you're, you know, I'm German or I'm Norwegian, but, you know, so the poor little guy didn't even know what his mother was. All he knew was she was in Lakota, you know, and that ain't good. But I'm glad that the kid is on a drum, sings on a drum, and you know, and proud of his Lakota side, you know.
That's the future.
He don't have an issue. So when these people come up and start saying they got issues, that's because they got some identity problem, you know. Look in the damn mirror, you know.
You know,
and
hey,
see what you are.
Honestly, I was thinking about it. When they had that land back or gave that land back, I wonder how cool it would have looked if all those people dressed up like Geronimo, you know, the people that fought for that land, you know. And, you know, Quanah Parker or whoever else was, you know, their chiefs down there, their leaders. Dressed up like them and stood there and flew one of their tribal flags, not the American flag, you know?
Yeah.
That would have been,
accepted,
you know,
that with a staff or something.
Yeah.
You know,
and, yeah. See, that's what they should have did instead of dressing up as the U.S. Cavalry, you know?
Yeah,
basically,
Green Berets.
You know, and then trying to be American, you know? Those Americans never fought. They fought against us to steal our land. Geronimo fought to keep us free, fought for their people and their country. You know, those were the people. Those are the heroes, see? Dress up like them. And that's why, like, back home when these AIM gatherings go on and you see all these guys with these ribbons, they call them ribbon shirts. Long ago, they called them Wichachtala Ogale, old man shirts. Because that's what the old men wore, see. And you see that a lot in these AIM gatherings back home. They have these Wichachta logo. Makes me feel proud, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's some more education you're giving here on this show. People don't know that, you know. They don't know that. They see ribbon shirt. You know, you look at over there, all these women, they even have a ribbon dress classes now, but then nobody tells what the ribbon dress is about.
Yeah,
you know, or why they're made. You know,
you know,
it's just like they don't even know what a lot of Indians nowadays, especially in American Indian movement, are wearing feathers and don't even know what they got them for. Don't even know what to wear or how they got it. Like, I seen a couple women wearing big, long eagle feathers, you know? And these women weren't even Indians 3 years ago. They were Indian, but they were living with some other culture. But since they came this way, they decided to be Indian again. And then to show off, they slapped on big old eagle feathers they bought from somebody or something, you know? And they don't even know, you know, like our feathers that I wear for Sundance, you know, I didn't go buy them. They were given to me for Sundance or other reason, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and
you earned it, in other
words. Yeah.
Somebody's seen you
and
wear
I
them,
don't,
they gave it to you.
Yeah. So, and just like my Chanupa, my uncle said, you're going to be Sundance, and here's your, gave me a pipestone, told me what to do with it. You know?
Yeah.
You know? They told us, you know? So I was given my Chanupa and everything because I earned it, you know?
Yeah.
And everything else. And I have a drum. Because I can sing on it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know every song, but I know, I sang in ceremonies and everything else, you know, different
You know enough to be
places.
Deadly.
Yeah. So they were, you know, they were earned. And I wouldn't put nothing on that I don't have, you know. I ain't going to go walk around with a drum to show off only because I can sing the AIM song. You know, I was tripping out last week when my Toshi, that is when they were burying him, because he was AIM guy. He was born in 1973 at Wounded Knee. And
wow.
Yeah.
And so they came and said, sing the AIM song. And man, a couple of the guys they asked to do it didn't even know what the hell to do. And then when they took off, they started to slaughter it, you know?
Damn.
Some of us that sing louder, we brought it into the right form, you know? I'm not trying to brag, but, you know, you see singing just like we sang in ceremonies, you know? And like Tahashi told me, he said, looks like you got to sing tonight, Tahashi. And I said, who, me? You know? But he had faith in me because he heard me singing and sweat, EP and stuff. And, you know, I just moved up another step right then and there, you know?
Yep.
And from there, I took it more serious and, you know, so the thing is, you know, and, I don't just say it. Why you were there, you know, I mean, we know we're telling the truth, you know, sometimes people say they did this and that, and they don't have a witness, but you're my witness, you know, and I'm your witness, you know, you've seen me singing in the ceremonies and everything else and singing for guys on Humblecha. You know, so I don't have a drum just to be showing it off on the wall. I have a drum because, you know, it's a gift. It's a honor to have it for being thankful for giving this road back to me that I lost from being a child and going to California. And, you know, of course, I had to go through hell to get it back, but I got it all back, so I'm thankful.
You bet.
And I'm thankful.
You bet.
I'm thankful that I learned songs, you know? And I'm thankful that most importantly, I learned them seven sacred songs. You know, a lot of people don't even know them, you know?
Those are the most important songs you have.
Yeah. I learned that, you know, and I appreciate that, you know. I really thank you, Rick, and all the brothers and all the Sundance family that helped me, Hioka, Bob, and all these guys, John Crosstalk, Charlie Whiteout, all these guys who helped me, you know, who trusted me.
Yeah.
To sit next to them and sing with them in ceremony. And even the spirits appreciate it. Because one time they even took the drum from me and hit the drum right in front of me, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, when the spirits give you honor, you know, I'm proud of it, you know?
You bet.
But like I said, once again, there's people that out there, they don't even want to look in the mirror and go from there, you know? Go from there and see how important your culture is. Be proud of it, you know? You know, don't show me how good you can sing the Star Spangled Banner. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
like you said, look in the mirror, you know, understand who you really are.
One of the first songs that I really learned was the Opage song, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, because we needed to have that song.
Yeah.
You know, I had to do that, you know? And then, spirit calling songs and then healing songs, and you know, the going out songs, sending the, letting the spirits go, you know, and all these really beautiful songs. Man, even those Four Directions songs, they're like rock and roll in the spirit world. Man, they're so powerful. Nobody could imagine how powerful them songs are when we're singing them and everybody's in on it. And we're, you know, and that drum's going, the most beautiful time of my life, sitting there singing them songs.
That's true.
You know, the most beautiful thing I ever did is singing them songs. Yeah, I sit here, I got to play guitar, I do all this stuff, did concerts, etc. But the most beautiful thing I ever did was sing for the spirit, you know, and I love them songs, the most beautiful songs there is, and people should appreciate that and go out and try to learn what they can, you know. Then if you do that, if you do that, then you can talk to your people and be a voice for your people, you know. You can't be a voice for your people if you're over here being American one day, you know, and trying to be Indian the next day.
Or trying to be American all the time, you know. That doesn't exist. Yeah. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
You was born in Lakota, you're going to die Lakota. You know, that's just, it's simple.
And,
that's, look in the mirror.
Even on the rest, they're trying to take it from us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
We're losing. Yep. So that's why I'm proud to have you and my brother here, you know, and Philip.
Yeah.
You know, and even Layla, I thank you for your support. Matter of fact, we got to get ready and go. Philip, you got any last comments?
Just that it was a good show, and I hope everybody has a really good week. This week and the rest of the weekend.
Yep. And eat some meat.
Yeah.
There you go. Go right over a steak.
And do what Wakan Tanka asks us to do.
Live
that way. And right now is gardening season's coming up again. So we're gonna be planting and, you know, doing what Let Unchi Maka feed us, you know.
There you go. And, our Stacy Todd.
Yeah. And we, you know, the whole world needs to take advantage. Like somebody says, instead of fighting, why don't you plant a tree? You know?
Yep.
And that's truth there. Planet tree.
Yep.
So go ahead, Layla, any last comments?
Oh yeah, sure. I'm thankful that you talked about feathers, because spirit gives me my feathers and they're so beautiful and sacred to me when I find them. And I had a great adventure this past week. I have lovely fruit. I have big tree in my backyard. You know, I have a new home now in a fancy neighborhood. I don't have a fancy house, but I have a fancy neighborhood. There's a giant, it's called a loquat tree, and it was just so fun to go out in the backyard and pick fruit and eat it right
there. I love loquats. You have a loquat tree?
Yes, it was very big, too. And the limbs come down.
Isn't that what you have out front, Larry? Isn't that tree, they call them loquats?
Yeah.
In your yard?
Yeah, I have it.
My brother.
Good, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And Vimber. Vimber's trying to grow a money tree. He's been trying that for I don't know how long, you know.
I almost wanted to grow, but it died again.
Yeah. He threw a dollar bill in there and stuffed tobacco in it.
And there you go.
Water it, you know.
It started
growing and it died again. I got to try it again.
Go ahead, Toshi. Take us out.
I'm gonna say a prayer then. Watch day, you know, everything was good tonight. But we're gonna say a prayer then, you know, call it good.
And with that, we're going to head out and thank everybody for tuning in.
Train going in from Fargo, carrying my mother back to me. She died last week outside of Fargo, victim of her country's apathy. No, no more fighting for me, mother. No more suffering to be done. No, no more pain and no more sorrow. Don't you know that you have won? Yeah, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles to go home. And through the never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. Yeah, hey, 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 hey. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, oh, oh. Never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. Though they never let me know you, still, you mean so much to me. Now, I wish that I could show you all the love you're never gonna see. No, no more fighting for me, mother. No more suffering to be done. Never-ending rain, I'll bring